Satisfy your little monster with McCain Quick Chips. Microwave ready in 3 minutes. Ba-dum,
boom, 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 boom. This is Carrie and Tommy. Live from our granny flat.
My granny flat.
Yeah, well, that's true. Ba-dum, boom, boom,
boom, boom. Oh, welcome to Friday, Carrie Bickmore.
Welcome to International Women's Day, Buzz.
Welcome to International Women's Day to you as well, Tommy Little.
Thank you. I like to think in my world every day is International Women's Day, but it is
correct.
Particularly good to celebrate on this one.
Very good. Good quote that you just read.
And what an amazing woman
to
spend it with. Hey, that was by... it doesn't matter who that was by.
To celebrate as well today, all the songs you hear during our show will be by female artists as well.
Absolutely. So I figure, why not better to kick off our booty drop with a female artist? Drop it like it's hot. Big Moore's booty drop. Or artists, plural.
Ooh,
Destiny's Child, independent women.
Oh,
woman?
I mean,
woman? Part one or two? Not sure. Is it independent women or independent woman? Buzz doesn't know. Now he's looking
just,
at
just check.
Women, because it's all women.
Women.
Independent.
And independent women.
And it's part
so
one as well.
Women,
it's not one of them. To the woman that's independent.
Throw your hands
to the honey that's making money.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
What a fantastic day. And Carrie, you recorded a podcast with our boss discussing all things women for International Women's Day.
Had no choice. Yeah.
What a way to celebrate.
I got an email. Do you want to be a part of? Do I have a choice? No, it was fabulous.
Well, mate, I thought it was great, and I think people should go and listen to the podcast. It's really fascinating because I even found out things about your early working life and how hard you worked from such a young age. But also, I think
did you really listen to it?
Yeah, of course I did.
Oh, good.
I think. I mean, you know, the abridged version.
I know.
I listened to the whole thing. And so I reckon everybody should listen to the full podcast with you and Gem.
Who's also an inspirational woman, Gemma, our big boss.
Yes.
She's somebody who I look up to in the industry. So it was actually really cool talking to her. It was weird because normally I'm the one that doing the interviewing, but she did the interviewing for a change.
It was actually a lovely love-in to listen to. It was women bigging up women and inspiring each other. And it was actually really nice to listen to. And I also think you summed up International Women's Day in a way that I've never thought about it, but you put it so simply. This is you and Gem talking about it right at the start.
I mean, it's like your birthday. Every day you should be made to feel special, but there's one day of the year where you can be made to feel extra special and people can vocalise to you how important you are to them.
Yeah.
I think International Women's Day is the same, you know. I think every single day a huge proportion of our community and society is driving to make equality, you know, make the world a fairer place and for equality. But if there's one day where we can just remind people of some of the statistics around it that they may not know, that aren't spoken about, if it can just be that reminder of, oh, yeah, you know, we are still collectively fighting for this, we haven't achieved it yet, then I think having a day is great. And I think how people choose to mark that day is very varied. And I think there's no right or wrong way to do it.
And I think that's great, mate. It made me just go, oh, yeah, that's a really simple and poignant way to put it. And then you went on to talk about, you know, the things you juggle. I can't imagine all the things you juggle. You've got three kids.
Well, you know three of them.
I know.
One of them loves you dearly. She's the hardest juggle.
You got three kids. You've got two jobs. You've got all this other stuff. And you never complain. I'm the one that whinges.
Such a lie.
You complain about
that's
different
so
things.
So lovely of you. You know that's
always,
not true.
You don't. You always turn up. You always are more concerned with everyone else's well-being before your own, even though you have more going on in your life collectively than all of us. And so I think if this is the one day to show our appreciation a little more than usual, like you said in your birthday analogy, we love you on this show and thank you for being an amazing and inspiring woman. And we'll get that out of the way and then we can go on and have...
But?
No, there's no but. You know I just get awkward when I get sincere.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be sincere and say, as I said in the podcast, that I do think that I've been very fortunate to be surrounded by men who also have championed me in my life, all the way from my dad to my first boss. And, you know, a couple of the TV guys I work with, none of the radio people yet, but I'm sure that day will come. But no, people like you that allow me to do, you know, follow my dreams. So it is International Women's Day, but it's a day for all of us to be thankful, and I'm thankful to people like you. So
happy day.
Happy day.
And the podcast
now make me laugh again.
Well, the podcast is available online. You can get it. It is unbelievable. Check it out. Carrie and Tommy Facebook page is where you'll get it.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, Bickers, sometimes we have you know, a lot of time in this show. Like, we look and we go, oh, we got heaps of time here. We can really flesh something out. But this is a quick hit. It's snackable, shareable content. You know, all those buzzwords that people want right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Are you excited?
Clickbait. Hey? I'm up for it. Clickbait.
Yeah, because you know it's in my hands, right? And so what I want to do is increase the money that is available for our listeners to win. That's why it's time to play.
What word am I looking at?
Now, this time I've got a Time magazine. Now, the
if
game
I just keep making
works,
that noise, will that mean we have to stop playing the
game? How the game works is,
can I do what
I
my
simply,
kids do? I'm not listening,
What word am I looking at?
I simply look at a word and you guys have to guess what I'm looking at. And if you get it right, you get the jackpot prize, which at the moment, producer Sondo, is how much?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
What word am I looking at?
Well, for each incorrect guess, it goes up by $50. It's Time Magazine. And Carrie, I'm pointing to one, so Carrie Bickmore.
What? Sorry, I'm on Instagram. What are you doing?
What word am I looking at?
What do you think it is, Carrie?
Boring.
Ooh, not bad. It was corrupt. Okay. New one and buzz.
What word am I looking at?
Uncomfortable. Big word.
You've gone for a big word there. It's not a very common word. Mm. And this is actually quite a common word. It is not, unfortunately, incorrect. It's gone up another $50. Producer Sonda.
What word am I looking at?
Strategic.
Ooh.
Ooh, you were thinking S. Why did you go with an S word?
Because this is house.
The word was challenge. Let's go over to, I'll pick a new word. I've got it here.
What word am I looking at?
That's for Caitlin out there. Caitlin?
Source.
Ooh. The was the word. Oh. And finally, let's finish it off with
what
Belle.
Word am I looking at?
The tally is at $350, but my word is.
Oh. Which? What's your word?
A.
Ah, ah. With the most common word that goes round, do you reckon? Almost, Buzzy. Do you reckon it's the most common? Carrie's. I'm not sure if Carrie's frozen or if she's.
I think
bored. I is the
I'm
most
bored,
common.
I'm bored, mate.
But you're just bored because you had your go, and you'll get another go soon. And you just don't like playing games that you're not very good at, and you happen to be the worst at this game. Belle, you said,
given that nobody's ever picked a word, I don't think there is a worst or best at this game.
You're the worst. You haven't even gotten close, Belle. The word is weakness. Ooh. Good guess though. Let's give Carrie one more go because
what word am I looking at?
Anything like weakness?
Carrie, have your guess. This is $400.
End. This break now, Buzz. Thank you.
I want to find out whether you got that right or not. The suspense is killing me.
End.
Nah, Carrie's shocking in this game. It's Latin. Not even close,
mate. What word am I looking at?
What's the Latin word for end?
Fin.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
All right, because it is time. Yep. It's time to let the people in on what we did earlier today, which is...
Yep.
I set you up and got you talking about someone, about Phil Collins' son, Nick Collins. And what you didn't know this morning when we were chatting about it was that Nick Collins was on the line the whole time listening to the chat. This point, you have no idea and you think we're just doing a standard chat with each other, having no idea that he is hearing the whole thing. People, enjoy. Now, I think we need to talk about your crush.
My crush?
Because I think it's okay. I think it's okay for...
What's my crush?
You, oh, as if you don't know, just the one, the bloke you've been frothing over for about 2-3 weeks now. When was the Phil Collins concert? Oh.
A couple of weeks ago. No, he was my crush until a certain point in the concert, and then he stopped being my crush.
So we're not talking about Phil Collins. No. If you've just joined us, because there's a whole lot of backstory.
I'm not crushing on a 77-year-old man. Although
I think that's more appropriate than the person you are crushing on.
No, I went and saw Phil Collins, who I'm obsessed with.
Yes.
I love Phil Collins.
But then your eyes were quickly diverted from Phil to the main piece of meat, as you describe him on stage, who is who?
Okay, his son plays the drums.
Phil Collins' son.
So Phil Collins' son travels around with him and plays the drums,
and he
right?
beats the drums and beats the heart of women all around the world.
And I didn't know
one of those women is sitting across from me, and she hasn't been able to stop talking about this young, hot piece of man meat.
Stop it! You're making it more awkward than it was awkward on the night, okay? So we get to the concert, and there, the concert had a lot of women at it, right? And I didn't know, first of all, that his son was in the band. And as, you know, that the camera pans to all the different band members and you see them up on the big screen, I was like, oh, who's that playing the drums? And I went with my girlfriend, Rachel Corbett, from the project.
Oh.
And she said, oh, that's Phil Collins' son. And I was like, what do you mean? And she said, yeah. Apparently he was saying, I don't know if he told you this on the project or she'd read somewhere anyway, that he hadn't spent a lot of time with his other children when they were younger because he was traveling all the time. And this is his son, I think, from his second marriage. And he wants to spend time with him. And he's an incredible musician. So he travels the world with him, right? And I was like, oh, that's so awesome. How cool. Imagine if I was in my 20s traveling the world with my dad, you know, that'd be awesome.
You're missing the main bit, which is...
I've got to tell you the bit. So it gets to this halfway through Phil Collins, who's getting a bit tired because he is... How old is he? Can you Google how old his son? I think he's like 77 or something. And he's sitting down because he's hurt himself. So he gets wheeled off stage.
Yes.
And there's 10 minutes to fill. So who should fill it but his son, Nick, right?
You keep leaving out all the words that you use.
Okay. His son does the most amazing 10 minutes on the drums I have ever seen.
And what's happening in the body of Carrie Bickmore?
Everything. My heart was beating 68. Oops, I gave 10 years to Phil Collins. Okay. He's only 68.
Anyway.
Sorry, Phil.
Take me back into the moment.
I'll get back in the moment. So everyone's mouth's ajar, right? Yes. Everyone's watching this just going, this is almost better than the whole concert, is this 10 minutes of drums. He's sweating, beads of sweat down him, his shirt's sticking to him because he's all sweaty and hot. He's doodung, doodung. You know, the I can feel it, call, and that's doodung, doodung. You know, the gorilla, Cadbury Gorilla, that bit?
Yeah.
So that bit, everyone's like, oh, best bit of the night, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, gets to the middle section where he's introducing all the band members and he goes around and there's, you know, Cheryl and whatever the backup singers, and he goes around and he wants to end on his son, obviously, because he wants to say how incredible it is that he's traveling with his son. He says, this is my son, this is Nick, blah, blah, blah. And everyone's like, no, oh, and he talks about how much he loves his son and we're like, ovaries just going mental.
You're melting.
Melting.
And would you say you're aroused at this point?
Oh, I think you're leading the witness. I didn't use that word.
You know what I'm doing? Yeah. I'm just repeating what you told me.
I did never use that word.
You said,
I never used that word. Oh, I said he was hot. Okay?
You said the things I would do to him. That's what you said.
Stop saying things I didn't say.
What you said?
Anyway, then he says, here's my 17-year-old son, Nick. And collectively, the entire stadium went, oh, I've been perving on a 17-year-old boy. Bit uncomfortable. And then as I left the stadium, I texted our boss from the radio show, I texted our music director, I texted some friends that were there, and we all discussed how we felt a little bit not quite right in that moment.
It gives me even more joy to listen back to again. Once again.
What about the bit where you were trying to get me to say that I was aroused? I wasn't aroused, just for the record.
At this point, you still had no idea that on the phone the whole time, listening to this whole chat, is the very person that you are talking about, Nick Collins. Stay with us, because on the other side of this, Phil Collins' son, and we're going to reveal to you that he's been listening the whole time, and then just watch as you chat and implode to him. That's next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You've just heard an absolute cougar frothing over a 17-year-old, not realising that he was on the phone the whole time. And what you're about to hear is the moment that one Carrie Bickmore finds out that said young man, Phil Collins' son, is on the phone the whole time and says hello. And just see and listen and see how cool, calm and collected she is when she
finds out. I couldn't have handled this worse. I've been perving on a 17-year-old boy. Bit uncomfortable. And then as I left the stadium, I texted our boss from the radio show, I texted our music director, I texted some friends that were there, and we all discussed how we felt a little bit not quite right in that moment.
Guess who joins us on the phone now? Would you please welcome Phil Collins' son, Nick Collins. Nick, g'day, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
I mean, I'm pretty good, but Carrie has absolutely wet herself.
I've been listening.
She's turned around and can't even talk into the microphone.
Oh, my God, this is so embarrassing. Are you 18 yet? Make this more comfortable for me, Nick.
No, unfortunately not yet.
Nick, did you know that women all over Australia were feeling this way about you?
No, I wasn't aware.
I mean, you're very good on the drums, Nick.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm glad you guys enjoyed the show, though.
Yeah, that's what we were all collectively admiring, is how good you were in the drums.
Nick, when do you turn 18?
Oh, God. April.
April. Oh. Have you booked your ticket to Australia?
No, I have not.
Oh.
I mean, because Carrie's looking up flights for you now.
I can't talk. This is so embarrassing.
Why?
Okay, let me take a breath.
Yeah.
Nick, you're incredibly talented, first off.
Thank you.
How long have you been playing the drums for?
Long time. I think I, kind of started playing. Dad kind of made me play on his lap when I was probably about 2 or 3. So it's been kind of since then.
And how long have you been touring with him?
Well, 2 or 3 years when I was actually playing, sorry.
And you've got a band of your own as well, 5800. Are you touring with those guys as well?
Yeah, we aren't touring right now. We just last year released our debut record, which we kind of wrote, produced, and, did all that by ourselves. And now we've been playing a bunch of shows, but this year kind of taking more of a, focusing more on writing some more and putting some more music out there.
Okay, listening to Nick speak and the maturity with which he talks, would you have thought that man was 17?
That's not a legal loophole, mate. You can't say to the judge, wait, listen to him speak, wait.
But, I can't imagine I was doing anything that incredible at 17. Am I digging out of this hole?
I don't think so. I think you're trying to justify it. Nick, have you been put in a situation before where women have propositioned you and then found out your age?
No. I kind of dread that amount of uncomfortableness that would happen.
That we're having right now. Do you get told though you look older than you are, Nick?
I do. I've been told that, but that's also because when I moved to the U.S., I started going to school and I was a grade a year ahead, so I was always the youngest kid in my grade, so I kind of had to hang out.
I think one of the other reasons that women all over this, the what's the place we're watching the stadium.
Sorry, Nick. A lot of the blood has rushed from Carrie's brain. And
a lot of the women in the stadium were going goo-goo over the fact that you and your dad were touring together and the way he spoke about you and the idea that, like, when my son gets older, that I might do something crazy, like, you know, work with him together, you know, like, that's
a
pretty...
I hope if that happens that a whole bunch of cougars in the audience are going wild.
As mums, we were like, that is just beautiful. What is it actually like touring with dad? Do you just hang out, or is it still very much a son, as like a father-son relationship?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's parts which obviously it's a father-son relationship. Like, you know, when we get back to the hotel, you know, we'll talk or, you know, grab lunch or dinner every now and then. But the good thing and the thing that I'm happy about with this whole process that it hasn't been, you know, like I'm playing because I'm the boss's son kind of thing. Like it's very much when we're in the kind of work mode, he kind of, you know, we're all aware that I'm just the drummer and he's going to, you know, if he has criticism, he'll just lay it on the line. He won't really hold back just because I'm his son, which is a good thing. But it's obviously it's nice to be touring, you know, with family because you have people around and get to spend, you know, time with them, but also the memories of, you know, playing all the shows. You know, it's as more shows go by, you kind of realize that it's, you know, it's a really cool thing to be doing this, you know, with your dad, you know.
It would be pretty awkward if he threw to his son and then you were just so bad.
Oh, yeah, mate.
And everyone's just like, ugh.
It's also so lucky that your dad's an amazing musician, because if I went on the road with my dad, he's an engineer, so it's not much of a show that we're putting on. Nick, you can check out your band, 5800. Make sure you get involved with their music.
Thanks, Nick, for being such a good sport.
Is there any parting words, Carrie, that you want to say to Nick?
No, just
see you in April.
Have a good life.
Nick, thank you, mate.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I mean, I feel like I need to make an apology to anyone that listened to that, because it was uncomfortable being in it. I'm sure it was incredibly uncomfortable listening to it.
Has it changed your feelings towards him?
No, I thought he handled himself so well, actually.
Oh, so it's made you want him more. That's interesting.
No, it's just made me think.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Same, same, but backwards. It's your permitted with
when yet. Last week
I had a thought about this. I just wanted to say I had a thought about this over the holidays, just how we can make it better.
Okay.
You know, I'm always full of ideas.
Yeah.
I feel like just because I'm at the moment a new mum and a bit tired, I'm not up with all the latest songs. So I was thinking maybe just for the first few months of this year we could play like old tunes in Same, Same, but Backwards.
Hang on. Because you've had 3 months off, you haven't been able to listen to hit music radio.
So I'm not really down with what the kids are listening to.
Because you're not down with what the kids are listening to.
I mean, that also would have been handy. So what are we going to do?
Roy Orbison's greatest hits, but backwards. What are we thinking?
Yeah, a bit of Phil Collins,
bit of ABBA. Bit of
like, yeah, bit of. Oh no, I'm not into ABBA. Bit of like.
No one is.
Fleetwood Mac, you know, that kind of stuff. No.
I will say you're probably not going to like the first one we play.
Mad for ABBA. Let's Bickers.
We'll see. Okay.
You know
we'll
how they have to prepare this segment and put the songs in reverse and stuff.
Yes.
You know Buzz doesn't do that live, right? So you know you had to bring this up off air some time ago.
I think for next week, maybe Buzz could take note of what I just said.
All right.
Just putting it out there.
We'll work on that.
Good.
Well, Buzz, maybe you could just try and sing them while I'm backwards now.
All right, let's get into song number one.
Carrie.
Tommy.
Damn it.
It'll be all right. Dean Lewis.
Song title.
Oh, that
be all
give
right?
it to her.
Yeah.
She just said it. Come on.
It's not the rules though, Tommy. I play by the rules. I'm a fair adjudicator.
But she said it.
No, she said it'll be all right. She was singing the actual lyrics.
Well then in that case, make it incorrect and give me the point.
But 1-0 to Carrie.
Right.
Song number two.
Carrie's
in.
Mbop Hanson.
Oh, she's good.
Whoa.
See, old tunes. This is where my hitting zone is. Old tunes.
What happened to her over the break? She's come back supercharged.
You know how we're talking about the McCain quick chips in 3 minutes? This will be over before they're even ready.
Oh,
if
God.
You don't get this one, Tommy. Here's song number three.
Tommy.
Harry.
Tommy's in.
Oh.
Rihanna, Umbrella.
Oh, let's
said Tommy, and I had no idea what it was.
Yeah, such a good song.
That was good. All right, let's get into song number four. Carrie, this is still for the win for you. Here we go.
Tommy. Oh, I know what it is. It's,
I know what it is. I know what it is.
Do you?
Yep.
Oh, then I don't.
Bum, bum.
Carrie?
Is it Ariana Grande? Oh. Thank you.
I'm not going to give that to you, no.
Oh, something like that.
The song is Thank You Next.
Oh.
Close.
Harsh.
Hang on. What's the song called?
Thank You Next.
Oh, mate. I know song it's in title. My favour, but song that title, is bro. Rubbish.
Song That's title.
Thank Bickers. You. I appreciate
That's
that.
That's not the song title, though. It's not like, no.
Because you yeah. deserve
Don't
every...
Don't go sucking up to her, mate.
I'm not. I just want it to be a good game, and you getting picky on words like thank you and thank you.
The rules what, are what, you've got to say the title.
What it was. Oh,
if I start bending the rules on week number two.
Next, let's go to the next song.
All right, song number five.
Just give it to Bickers.
It's okay. I'm okay.
Here's song number five.
Tommy.
Tommy's in.
Hot in here, Nelly.
It is.
Now we end up with a draw.
Okay, now I wish that you'd accepted. Thank you.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I mean, it's time to share it with the people.
Your invention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been talking about it in close quarters because I've been scared. I don't want a leak to happen. I don't want to be that guy who sold McDonald's and didn't keep any stake in it because he went, it's not going to go very well. And now if he kept just 1%, he'd be a multi trillionaire.
Like the Apple guy that sold out, remember?
Or is that who I'm thinking of?
For a couple $100.
Are we thinking the same guy?
Probably same story.
Anyway, there's a lot of schmucks out there who have had amazing things that they've sold for nothing. I don't want to be one of the many.
No.
But I've decided I can't keep it any longer because I have no idea how to make it and I need the people's help.
I think you should call it our invention too because I feel like
this is great.
I'm on board now too.
This is great.
And I feel like together I could make some of your money.
Because you know what this invention needs? The face. The face of a mum who is just
tired, on edge, needs her baby to sleep.
Yes.
Oh.
And that is your tired face. I need your tired face. Because as you know, I bumped into a mum the other day and she was pushing a little kid along in the pram and we got to chatting and she said, I said, are you going to a cafe? And she goes, no, I'm just getting him to sleep, right? It's the only way I can get him to sleep, pushing him along in the pram. And she said, it's the rough bouncing of the, she goes, cobblestones are great. They're ideal. It goes to sleep. And
Bush
she goes,
tracks,
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, and she goes, the problem is, though, when I hit a smooth surface, if it's a footpath or, she said, supermarkets are the worst, it's too smooth, baby wakes back up, right? And that is when genius hit me, hit me and you right in your tired face, hit us and went, why don't, instead of making smooth wheels on prams, we put little bumps on them, almost like the tyre has warts, that even when you go on a smooth surface, bumpiness is maintained, baby stays asleep, everybody's happy, Bickers and Tommy millionaires. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because the number of times I go up and down the hallway at home, too smooth, right?
So you're inside pramming along trying to get out of your
sleep. 2 a.m., I can't go around the block,
right?
And so someone gave me a tip that you should go over the corner of a carpet, the edge of a carpet,
great,
right? Because it goes dung, 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 dung. I wouldn't need to do that. I could just go up and down the hallway.
Oh, well, you get yourself a set of warty wheels and you...
Warty wheels, nah.
What do you? Okay, what do you think for a name?
Go to the f*** to sleep wheels.
Whoa! She is tired. She is very tired. Buzz, congratulations on the live beeping on that one.
Thank you. I'm very quick.
Your fingers, I feel like you tried to beep something from last week and it just happened to...
I could just see it in her face. I knew exactly where she was going.
Something. Wow. Okay, so we're going to work on the name.
We'll workshop the name.
We'll workshop the name. Buzz, have you got any ideas for the name?
The Wobbly Wheeler.
Oh, Wobbly Wheeler.
Alliteration.
What else is bumpy? What's something that's bumpy?
Relationships.
Bumpy. Great.
Okay, that's a whole, after the show. We'll talk you through
that. Off air on air.
Engaged how long, Buzz?
Too long so far. Too long.
No, too? Oh,
wow. I've got the beat ready for you. Is there anything you want to say?
I think it'll be. Geez, we've got a caller. Oh, Bronte's called through. Okay.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy Wrapped or Raw.
Oh, I mean, I don't normally want to kick things off, but why didn't we get to talk before the opener there, Buzz?
No, did I? We gave away immersive cinema tickets there, Tommy, if you were listening. But you never do, so that's fine. Let's move on.
Sorry, mate. I was trying to win the tickets myself, and so I was busy.
Yeah, out of the corridor calling in. That was the last chance we had as well, so maybe next time.
Oh, that's mate. When you get to your microphone just in time. Don't be a smart ass. To all the new players out there, if you're running late for work, just turn up and shut up. Because,
now,
do you want to kick things off?
Start. Yeah, I'm feeling raw. I feel like we probably had a bit too much of an insight into my intimacy in my private life.
Just call it what it is, mate, your sex life.
You said it, not me. And I'm raw that my methods of seduction aren't working on my partner, Chris. We're in the shower and he brought it to my attention how long it had been, and I said, yeah. And I said, oh, come here and, you know, I'll give you a kiss, right?
God. God, the moves of the bit more.
I leant towards him.
Did he record?
And he said to me, I can't do anything with what you're currently looking like.
Oh, why? Why?
This is what I was wearing.
Oh my God. You. What? Oh my gosh. I wouldn't. If someone said, do you know this woman? I'd say no.
And I'm still not putting the pick up. For the first time in my life, I've listened to you and I'm not sharing it.
I think it is a very wise move. I think it would be more damaging than an adult tape. I actually think if you had the choice, if someone's went to you and went, Carrie, I'm going to blackmail you, and it's either going to be the visor shot or this adult video, I reckon you'd be going, release the adult video, please. God.
Buzzy, how are you feeling this week? Oh, you're going to go to Buzz?
Yeah.
Oh, this is a trap, I know. It happened to me last week twice.
No, it's not a trap today. You go.
All right, guys, I'm feeling raw this week because my job on the Carrie and Tommy show is to let people know what's coming up and essentially to get them to stick around. And I had to say something that I was so, so uncomfortable with, not once though, but multiple times. Someone from the show was blowing through three holes. Find out who it was.
Sorry, Buzz?
After... Well,
what
in
did
about
you say,
15
mate?
Minutes.
I just don't know about that language, what did
you,
Buzz.
What did
that's,
you say?
That's what I get forced to say. You know what happens if I don't do what I'm told?
What did you just say?
What happens, Buzz?
I don't have a job.
What
I
did
will
you
not
just
be
say?
Here tomorrow.
What did you just say?
Someone from the show was blowing through three holes. Find out who it was in 15.
Oh, mate, we're a family show and you go just throwing filth like that around.
I guess we better scratch it from the show then because that is coming up.
No, it's a great reason to stay tuned.
Oh, it makes me cringe just thinking about it.
Three times. You did it so well, though, Buzz.
My mum heard that break.
How'd she feel about it?
She wasn't impressed.
Well, next time she blows out a three hole.
Tommy, how are you feeling, mate?
Hey, guys, I'm going to finish this off here because I'm feeling a bit raw and for a few reasons.
We're all raw this week.
Mm. Yeah, I'm raw. I'm raw that I'm going grayer than I thought. I'm raw that I'm the jerk at work. But I'm even more raw that I had to listen to what was one of the longest, essentially, shopping stories of just a tutorial of how online shopping works from who I previously thought was my co-host but was actually just an 80-year-old woman sitting across from me.
Too hard to go to the grocery store. I love shopping. Anyway, it was getting too hard when I was pregnant, getting too hard to carry the bags, right? I thought I could send Chris, send him a couple of times, missed half the ingredients, came home, couldn't find them. So I decided online shopping. Everyone does the online ordering of their groceries these days.
The online ordering?
Yes, I can do that.
Oh,
all right.
The internet. I've heard of that. Everyone does the internet.
First of all, it takes so long to tick all the ingredients you want. I might as well have gone to the shop. So then friend says, hey, you can just go to your default list, right, where whatever you last ordered last week becomes your default list and then you just, you know, tweak it a bit, add a few things, and then you don't have to re-say I want milk and re-say I want bread. Genius.
Because?
Yeah.
You know how...
I've still got more.
You know how I love you, right?
Yeah.
this better get good soon.
I'm going to maintain, I've had so many people contact me to say they also have issues with online shopping, mate. So it's a very common problem.
How have they contacted you? Via fax or something?
All right, guys, we are out of here. Back on Monday, Mad Mum Monday returning as well. If you've got a Mad Mum story and you want to win yourself $1,000 cash.
If it's a long one.
Yeah, not a long one. Head to carryingtommy.com today. You will do that on Monday. Guys, have a great weekend. We'll catch you then.
You too. Bye.
Goodbye.
Satisfy your little monster with McCain Quick Chips. Microwave ready in 3 minutes.